Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and today we are studying Sefer Tehillim, Chapter 122, Perek Kuf Chaf Beis, Shir HaMalos. What is it about coming home? The smells, the tastes, the feeling of home that take us back to who we truly are, to our essence. That power of homecoming that reminds us again and again of the people we used to be, the people we want to be, and how painful it is to think of home when we are far away missing it. This parak of Tehillim, the third of the chapters of Shir HaMalos, takes us on a different journey. While the first two chapters talk about life in exile and the strengths that can help us to make our way through, a fierce attachment to truth, and a deep and honest relationship with God, this parak takes us on a journey back to our beautiful past, a past where the temple stood in Jerusalem, a past in which the clear presence of God was not a vision and a dream, but a very real and regular part of life, a past that seems so far away, and from our lonely perspective in exile, seems almost unreal. But what David HaMelech does for us here is make that beautiful past so very real, so very tangible, that if we listen carefully, we can actually hear the singing of the Levium, hear the footsteps, and see the throngs of Jews being Ole Regel, joining together on their triannual ascent to Jerusalem. Verse 1. Samachti ba'omrim li beis Hashem nelech. Oh, how I remember the days, how glad I was, how happy in the days when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, and when I would hear people say to me, let us go to the house of God, when groups of families, of neighbors, of cities would all be talking about one idea, Beis Hashem nelech. When are you going up to Jerusalem? Do you want to travel together? Where are you going to stay in Yerushalayim? Oh, how happy I was. Verse 2. Omdos hayu raglenu b'sha'arayich Yerushalayim. The Ibn Ezra explains, there were so many people who came to Jerusalem that omdos hayu raglenu, our feet, would actually stand still. They could not even move. So packed were the crowds. The Malbim looks at this pasuk differently and explains with it the power of Yerushalayim as home. Even when we still stood at the gates, even when we were not yet standing on the actual mountain of Hashem, we were still at the gates. Our feet already felt the stability, the security, the safety of home. In verse 3, Yerushalayim habnuya Ki'ir shechubra la yachdav, the built Yerushalayim as a city that connects it together. The Malbim explains what it is about Yerushalayim. The entire Jewish nation can be compared to a body, and its heart is Yerushalayim. And so, when the Jewish people would come home, would congregate in their home of Jerusalem, that is when we were indeed a connected body. Ki'ir shechubra la yachdav. So this pasuk would read, the built up city of Jerusalem is the city that unites us truly to be one united body. In Sefer Yirmiyahu, chapter 50, verse 19, B'nai Yisrael are called Se Pizura Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the great Tana, explains, we are indeed one body, and just as a sheep is pained when any part of his body is injured, so the entire Jewish nation is connected. And so too is the Jewish nation one body, indeed one person. We may be pizura, we may be spread out across the nations, but we are one. And we must feel for each other, cry for each other, and certainly not harm each other. But as the Malbim reminds us in this pasuk, never did we feel as close, as connected, as one, as when we would all assemble in the holy city of Jerusalem, the heart of our nation. Verse 4. Shesham alu shvatim shifteka edus li Yisrael lahodos l'shem Hashem. That there ascended the tribes, the shvatim of Hashem, testimony to Yisrael to praise the name of Hashem. The Malbim continues to expound in this vein and to say, this unifying experience of the entire Jewish nation joining together in Yerushalayim was the testimony of this fact that we truly are one. And what brings us together? What is the tie that binds the heart that unifies us? It is this act of praising God, of serving Hashem. The Alshech goes even further and quotes Chazal, who tells us, Yerushalayim shel Mala, the heavenly city of Jerusalem, is connected to the Jerusalem down here. And therefore, one who stood in the Yerushalayim Habnuya in Jerusalem, in the built Jerusalem down here, it was as if he was standing literally in Yerushalayim shel Mala, so connected to its loftiness. Chazal talk of the miracle that would occur when the Jews would join together in Yerushalayim, that as crowded as the courtyard would get with the entire Jewish nation assembled there, when they would hear the name of Hashem and would prostrate there, there would suddenly be enough room. And that this was the testimony, this is the Eidos, that the nation was the nation of God. As the commentaries explain, at a mother's table, in a parent's home, there's always enough room around the table. And this reminds us what it is that we had. When we had Yerushalayim Habnuya, then we had our home. We knew who we were. We knew that we were sisters and brothers, and we knew whose child we are. We knew we were the Shiftei Ka, the children of Hashem who carry the stamp of Hashem. Chazal also tell us this on this Pasuk, that after the Jews left Mitzrayim, when the Bnei Yisrael announced themselves by Shvatim, who their fathers were, the nations of the world mocked them and said, 210 years of slavery and you don't think the Egyptians took the Jewish women? You really think you are who you say you are? What did God do? He wrote in his Torah, Mishpachas Haruveni, adding a yud and a hey to every Jewish family, putting his signature on the yichus, on the genealogy of every Jewish child, and said, yes, this is mine, edus shifteka, this is testimony that these are truly the tribes of Hashem. Kishama yashvu kisos lemishpat kisos leveis David. In verse 5, there the thrones of judgment stood, the thrones of the house of David. In this pasuk, we also find a secret of Yerushalayim. It is not only a capital city. It is not only the house of David. It is the house of justice. In the Beis HaMikdash is where the Sanhedrin would sit, the highest court. We don't think about this enough, that when the Beis HaMikdash stood, the rule of the land was the rule of the Torah. It was Hashem's land, ruled by Hashem's word in his capital. In fact, the royal house of David is compared to the moon, because just as the moon has no light of its own and just reflects the light of the sun, the purpose of the house of David was to unite the people in service of God. This is so beautifully expressed in our verse. There in the Beis HaMikdash, there were two thrones, the throne of David and the throne of justice. And both thrones were to give homage to the true throne, the throne of God. And now, after our beautiful trip down memory lane, when we touched, if but for a moment, the beauty of Yerushalayim Habnuya, this building that brought us home to who we are, we begin to think how much we miss it, how much we long for it, for that hug from Hashem, that connection to each other. And so we say, verse 6, Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim, yishlayu ohavayich. Now that we know how much it means to us, Sefer Tehillim begs us, ask for peace for Jerusalem. Let those who love you be at peace. Radak explains. Peace means we come home. And so we ask not only for Yerushalayim, but for us as well. And the Malbim cries out to us, you who hope for peace in Jerusalem, don't you realize, Yishlayu Ohavayich, that you need to be at peace with each other? And he continues in verse 7, Yehi shalom b'cheilech shalva ba'ar menosayech. Let there be peace outside the walls. Then there will be peace in your palace. How can there be peace in the city of Yerushalayim if you are still arguing and fighting outside the home? If the unity of Yerushalayim is but a facade, hiding your disunity and hatred for each other, then you are not yet ready for it. Leman achai v'rei'ai avaksha tov lach, verse 8. And so David HaMelech continues, for the sake of my brothers, for the sake of my friends, I request good for you. And, verse 9, Leman beis Hashem Elokeinu avaksha tov lach. And for the sake of the house of God, not just for the emotional, material, political benefit and security, when Yerushalayim will finally find peace, but for the spiritual well-being for us to truly come home. If we look at these chapters of Shir HaMalos, as the Radak tells us to, as the songs that will accompany us out of exile, it is imperative that we devote one song to remembering what it is that we had, what it is that we long to return to. What is this home that we await? That is chapter 122. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmas Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.